Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends. It's September, but we're going to get cozy by the fire, drink some warm cider, and share some love. We're talking Christmas and romance today. This is Penelope Silvers coming to you from the still steamy great state of Florida, and I'm pleased to welcome two very special guests today, authors Annie Acorn and Andrea Twombly. Now, Annie is the owner of Annie Acorn Publishing, and she's also quite an accomplished author and has published several successful romance and cozy mystery novels. Andrea is a relatively new author, but a very successful one. Her novella, Christmas at the Inn, appeared in the Annie Acorn Christmas Treasury of 2015, and her newest story, Mildred Sauer's Christmas Gift, will be in this year's Treasury, due out soon. Welcome to Penelope's Book Chat, Annie and Andrea.
Hi, Penelope.
It's good to be here.
Well, thank you. And there's a very interesting story behind how the two of you met. How did you know each other before your collaboration?
No, we didn't. Well, yes and no. We did in the sense that we were tweeting to one another. I don't know how well you know someone through Twitter, but Andrea was one of the first people to follow me as a Twitter follower as at Filigree Girl, and I followed her back, and she had bought one of my books, and we kind of went back and forth for a little bit. And then several years later, she sent me a tweet in which she said she had just purchased that year's Christmas Treasury and had enjoyed it. And so I don't even know why I did it. I had no real indication that she was a writer, but I tweeted her back and I said, do you by chance have a Christmas story that you've written? Because we like to sometimes spotlight, you know, a new or different author in them. And lo and behold, she did. And the rest is kind of history.
That's great. I was thrilled.
So,
that is wonderful.
Well, and we've talked about this a little bit, and neither one of us really know why you asked me to write a story. You just did.
I'm glad you did. It's a very good story. A very good story. And what was your background before you started writing and publishing, Annie?
Oh, my goodness. I did a little of everything because my husband was a retail manager, and we moved 19 times in 20 years. But I was...
Wow.
Licensed as a casualty adjuster in 14 states and handled, you know, death and bodily injury claims at the highest level, including suit. Then I owned a tri-state medical outsourcing business that I started from scratch, and that supported our family for 20 years. And during that time, I also flipped a five-store retail chain and managed six cemetery funeral homes so that I could work with widows.
Wow.
So that was a busy period of total and complete insanity. But then when I moved up here from the south to the mid-Atlantic area, I did medical technical contract writing for various government agencies through an international consulting firm. So I was really, writing had always been a component of what I did, but once I moved up here, it was the primary component in what I was doing for a living. But as I realized I was approaching retirement, I thought, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I really turned it to what I enjoy doing.
That's great. And what do you look for in a new author?
Talent, basically. You know, I want a strong voice. I want an, not necessarily a new plot line, because I'm not sure there are any really new plot lines, but at least a new twist. I want three-dimensional characters that you can really empathize with, either really hate or really love. They need to be strong and come on strong. I want someone who is ready and willing to learn and understand the industry that they're seeking to be a part of, because a writer's life is not what a lot of people perceive it to be. It's a lot of hard work. After you have written, edited, you know, sold your story, you're now on the 50-yard line, and the other half of the field is marketing it. And so as a publisher, what I look for is someone who is willing to get out there and market their book. Andrea's book went straight to the top, but she was tweeting it on 4 accounts, and she didn't just do that once. She did that religiously, day in and day out. And that's what it takes, you know. Research has shown that a potential reader has to see your cover with a buy link 7 to 10 times before on Twitter before they will click on the buy link. And then they may look at the buy page on Amazon, you know, 3, 4, 7, it depends on the book, times before they buy it. So you've really got to put in that energy.
That's a lot of work, but it paid off.
It really paid off for Andrea.
It sure did. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Andrea, your family works in an interesting business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm a fourth generation manufacturer. My great grandfather came from Switzerland around 1901, and he had been somebody who engraved watchbacks for a living, and he engraved book plates. And when he got here, he couldn't find a job, so he started a business and manufacturing. And we make decorative brass stampings and filigree. We may have an open line of about 6,000 items that we sell to costume jewelry manufacturers and other related art trades. And we're 112 years old. Right now,
that's
my
amazing.
It is. I mean, the odds of even making it to a third generation are very slim. So my brother and I have been running the business together for a number of years. My sister retired a few years ago. So every day I get up and that's the first thing I do is I go to the factory and sell product.
Wow, and then you find time to write as well.
One thing Annie was saying is that she and I had this conversation one day about marketing, and when I first submitted Christmas at the Inn, I told her up front, I said, I want you to know, as of this moment, I know that this is a commodity, so let's not worry about my ego. Let's just do everything for the story, because I know that's what has to happen.
And that was music to my ears.
you needed to hear that. That is true. I'll tell you, most authors don't realize that, how much work goes into the promotion. So you had the right idea right off the bat, Andrea. What have you always been interested in writing?
I honestly can't say that I have been. When I was about 12, I started to write, you know, jot things down on paper and call it poetry. But I really never really persisted with it. And I started working in the marketplace when I was 20, and I just kind of had a life. But I went back to school after being out for 30 years to finish my degree. And I had two professors who really, something flipped a switch. One professor I ended up taking 4 theology classes with, and for 4 semesters in a row, I did nothing but journal theology. Mm. And we had to keep word counts because he had benchmarks that we had to meet. And I, over those 4 semesters, wrote over 125,000 words. And when I realized I said, well, okay, now I can write a novel because I've just written a novel. And so that was a real boost to my confidence. And then I had another professor who taught English. I took 2 English classes from her, a children's literature and an adolescent literature class. And in both of those classes, we had to write and present original material. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to write a story. I am going to do this. And then I just didn't stop.
Andrea.
And that was 2014. I graduated, the oldest person in my graduating class in 2014. So it hasn't been long.
Congratulations, because I read your book and it is really good.
Oh,
It captured my attention, and it's warm and fuzzy. It's, you know, it's nice, and it's about romance and love and Christmas. And why romance? What got you started with the romance?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody likes a good romance.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in happy endings, and I don't necessarily like dark literature myself. I'm also not an edgy sort of person when it comes to writing. I want somebody to feel better when they're finished reading my story than when they did when they started reading it. So I guess that's romance, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I felt that way. So your intended purpose was it happened. So,
well, good.
Give listeners a brief synopsis of your new book that's going to be in the upcoming Christmas Treasury, Mildred Sauer's Christmas Gift.
Oh, well, everybody knows a Mildred Sauer. We know them in our church community or in our family or in our neighborhood, and I just thought that maybe Mildred Sauer needed to have a nice surprise.
Aww.
So I have given Mildred Sauer a nice surprise for Christmas.
You've put Mildred Sauer through the ringer. And she deserved it.
That's the purpose, right? It has to get bad before it gets good.
Right. Well, Mildred is quite the woman, and she will... my hope with this is that people, and I will go before my church when this book comes out and say, please forgive me. Please remember to laugh at yourselves as you read this, because you have been my inspiration my whole life, and I love you all, and this is what you have given us and given me, and that's Mildred.
As long as there's no... actual Mildred Sauer in your church, I think you'll get a pass.
Yes, there is a woman in the church who has a very similar name, and I asked her permission to play with her name, and she said I would be delighted. So I will have to write a little dedication to her.
Yes, you will. That's a great idea. Annie, tell us about the sales of Andrea's first book, Christmas at the Inn.
Well, keep in mind, she really did market it, so she deserved it.
Yes,
basically, I can put it in one word, phenomenal. It went live on Amazon, which, of course, is the Holy Grail, on 10/2015. In November, the next month, it sold 3,516 copies. And in December, it sold 13,840 copies. And in January, after Christmas, it sold 4,773, and it's still selling. So basically, in the 3 months that we think in terms of it being the Christmas season for book sales, she sold 22,129 copies, which really is phenomenal. But the rest of the story is that it's still selling. It has maintained a position all summer long. People are reading that book when it's 111 degree heat index outside, sitting on the beach. And I looked it up just before we went live on this program, and it was sitting at number 51 in its top category. And I will tell you, the next two categories are almost always in the 100 to 200 range, and they're huge genre categories on Amazon, and people should always remember when they look at those sales ranking category numbers that Amazon has 40 million book choices for someone to choose from. So when you see a book that's, say, 100,000, that's actually very high. Now, hers is well below that to be at the level she's at, but you really, you know, people look at that sometimes and they go, oh, you know, no, really, they've beaten out the vast majority of the other offerings of their genre.
Oh,
so it really went the distance, and it just keeps on coming. I have no doubt that when we hit October, November, it's going to go skyrocket again. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no doubt, because it meets all the criteria.
Yes, that is amazing. Congratulations, Andrea. Were you surprised at the sales?
Yes. I sent the manuscript to Annie, and I looked at my husband and said, "Well, I've got nothing to lose."
Right.
And you won the lottery.
I guess so. And night when it was first launched, I went to sleep thinking, Terry, there are people who are reading my story while I'm going to sleep. And it was an interesting experience. And then the numbers, there was a lot of laughing out loud in my house for those 3 months,
yeah.
I can tell you. It was a lovely gift. Yes.
Get ready to chuckle again because you're going to be laughing hard again in the next couple of months, I'm sure. There's no doubt.
But Andrea put in the work at promoting the book, so that's a key as well. The writing's good, the cover is beautiful, and she promoted it. Both of you promoted it. So that is a key there. What is the trifecta of producing a great book, Annie?
Well, it's interesting. John Locke, who a lot of people have heard of, he does the Donovan Creed Western series. He was the first independent author to reach 1 million sales of his e-books on Amazon. And he wrote a book in which he says, you have to write a good book, but he doesn't define it as a well-written book. He defines it as a book that can be marketed. So having said that, once you've done that, the trifecta of really producing a book that's going to hit and sell outside of just the marketing is you have to have a great title, you have to have a great cover, and you have to have a great blurb. And by blurb, I do not mean a summary of your story. I mean advertising copy that tweaks the reader's interest but does not give the story away. If you've told me the story, why am I going to buy it? If you make me see where, you know, does this happen or can they work this out, you leave that open question, then I want to read the book and find out if your blurb has been written well enough. Mm-hmm. And note that I said great in all three of those. A good one may not be enough. Mm-hmm. And Christmas at the End, of course, is just a fabulous Christmas story title. Angel Nichols, who does all of our graphic design for our cover work at Annie Acorn Publishing, produced. I called her and I said, "Okay, I'm glad we're several states apart from one another, because if you were here, you'd throw something at me. I need you to do a Christmas cover that is a white clapboard New England home B&B in a snowstorm." And God love her, she nailed it. It's perfect.
She got it.
And so then I turned right around and said to her, for myself, now I need you, since you did that with no problem, I need you to produce a cover with a white frame Indiana farmhouse in a snowstorm at night. We'll just add that other layer. And she nailed that one for my snowbound Christmas.
She did.
Which is also in the top 100. The last 3 days, it's been in the top 100.
Wow.
You know,
congratulations.
So, you
awesome.
Know,
yes.
that just shows the value of a great cover.
Yes. Yes. She's an excellent artist. And apparently you have a very good idea of what covers sell as well.
I do. I have a good eye. And I know what attracts me, and I have taken it upon myself to really learn how to work effectively with a graphic designer. It was very easy to do with Angel because she's a very easy person to get along with. But we were talking actually on the phone just a while ago. It really helped me that in her case, originally she lived in Prattville, Alabama, just south of Birmingham, and I was able to meet her in Birmingham. I have a son who lives there, and I was speaking to the Birmingham Area Writers Group, and I said, come up and join us, not once, but on two separate occasions. So I actually got to know her over a period of 4 days between the two, and also to see her actually do covers. So I had a clearer understanding of what it was appropriate for me to ask her to do, how much time it took it, how difficult it was to do, just her whole process. And it's amazing what you can do. You can also really make a mess of it if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
And I see a lot
true.
Of poorly made covers out there, and I feel so badly because for the authors, because the blurb would make me write it, but the cover, I would frankly think this is probably not well written because the cover is not executed.
Right.
That's not fair. It's judging a book by its cover and the true intent, but it's a fact of life.
With all the books out there, you know, that's the first thing that people see. So, you know, you have to grab them with that. I love that. Yeah. Great title, great cover, and great blurb.
I have a habit that I have had since childhood, and for me it's part of enjoying the story. And as I read the story, I will continually flip to the cover and look at the back, and I like to see how the author and the publisher have correlated the story with the cover. It's just something I've always done.
Okay. That's interesting. That's a good thing for authors to keep in mind when they're creating the covers or having them created. I like that.
Well, I can honestly say that since those two covers have been up last fall, I have not had a week go by that I haven't seen in my Twitter mention tweet that says, okay, I give in. I couldn't resist this cover one more time. I bought the book about either Andrea or mine, or sometimes both of those covers. So they're definitely selling the book. I mean, in all fairness to Andrea, she wrote a fabulous story.
Yes.
But when
that thing
was first uploaded, nobody except her friends and, you know, close family went out and bought it because Andrea Twombly had written it. Nobody knew her. So she had to rely on the cover and the blurb and the title. Now, once it started receiving reviews and, you know, people were talking about it, then it just zoomed. But those initial few sales came through because of that cover, that title, and that blurb.
Okay.
And
very
the
important
fact that when they could preview it on Amazon, the first, you know, what they could read was well written, and read like something
you'd want
to keep going on. Her characters very quickly became alive, and she did a really good job with the when, where, what was going on in their lives. So.
Yes,
well,
she
I had
did.
A really good editor. I had a really good editor.
Oh, an excellent editor. You obviously had the best.
Which happens to be Annie, right?
That's correct.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's correct. For my sins.
What other stories will be in the Christmas Treasury?
Well, we've been in the last several of them featuring the next Christmas Shop Magic story in that series by Juliet Hill. This will be the fourth one, Christmas Shop Magic times two. Then there's Mildred Sauer's Christmas Gift by Andrea. Then we have A Maple Valley Christmas, which is about a young woman and her husband who live in New Mexico but go back to Vermont for the first time in years for a Christmas that is very meaningful to them. I love that story. That's by Mary Houston. Then we have To Catch a Grinch, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, I love that.
Angel Nichols, that does our covers, is a very strong writer. And everything she writes is completely different, very unique. And this particular one is the first book in a series of Christmas mysteries about Holly and Ivy. Holland, and I think it's Iverson, is her other character, who are New York City policemen on the holiday detail. And it's a mystery, and it happens at Christmas, and everybody nicknames them Holly and Ivy, and it is really great. And we're going to have one in every Christmas anthology treasury going forward.
Oh,
then
great.
I have Christmas at the Cabins, which is one of my Luna Lake Cabin stories that I'm really pleased about. It's a little bit different, and I really enjoyed writing on it. And then the last one is a Charlotte Kent, A Magic Cup of Christmas Tea. So that will be in there as well.
That will keep readers occupied.
Right. Traditionally, these have run 40,000 to 50,000 words. This year, I think it's going to be closer to 70. So it's going to be good value. They're going to get a good long read.
That's a lot of stories, and that should keep them, you know, should take them all the way through Christmas and New Year's and into spring. Are you working on some new upcoming books, Andrea?
I am about halfway through the first draft of the second in the Rose and Briar series, story number two from Christmas at the Inn. And other than that, it's all just a stew in my imagination. I don't have anything else on paper to speak of, so we're just going to have to see what happens.
Okie dokie. We're looking forward to it. And should we be looking forward to a Valentine's treasury, Annie?
No. Simple answer is no.
You're going to be resting after this.
Right. What I have decided to do going forward, it takes time to put these treasuries together, and everyone knows I really want to have a Christmas story from them, you know, no later than probably tax day next year, because they do have to be edited, formatted, the cover has to be done, all of that. And we then upload the books individually and as part of the treasury. The templates have to be done for CreateSpace. It's a process. I have done a Valentine's treasury. I have done a romance treasury in that way. Getting the books, doing the stories, doing them all at once, and then putting them together. What I'm going to do in the future, just because it will save my sanity, is as people write a romance or write a Valentine's story or a spirited tale, like we had the spirited tale treasury, I will be glad to go ahead and publish it individually. And then when we have enough to just collect and put into a treasury, which will take much less time for me, I will put them together and we will come out with another treasury, kind of doing it backwards to what we've been doing. And that just makes a lot more sense from a time management, study. So we're, yes, probably somewhere down the road we will, but not this year.
Okay.
And that's by design. And the same with the romance treasuries.
Okay. Well, you've certainly done a lot of work on these books, and the covers are beautiful. The stories are really good stories and strong characters and, you know, warm and fuzzy. These are great Christmas stories. Great stories to read anytime, really. So, Andrea, you know, kudos to you for the writing, and kudos to you, Annie, for the covers and your artists. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being my guest today. And you can find out more about Annie and Andrea at their websites listed below the show page. And I also encourage each of you to purchase the new Christmas treasury. The writing, the editing, and cover are superb. Now, you know that warm, fuzzy feeling of the holidays? You can experience that same feeling when you read Annie and Andrea's stories of love and Christmas. Have a good day, everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.